How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Name that tune.
It's just a millennial jam session right now.
It is.
It is.
Nose singing edition.
So much of it happening.
Maitland has two, should have four. But Steve with two key steals. I have two.
Snipes.
Hot Wings is hearing new songs you might want to download.
Yeah, that's not happening.
You haven't heard any that you've been like, kind of like that.
Well, I've heard most of them at some point or another. I stopped evolving with my musical taste somewhere around 1997.
Mm. It's like the old statement from AC/DC that I loved. They were coming out with a new album. And I forget who it was. One of them said, if you liked our music when we were 18, you'll love this now because we have not evolved musically at all since then.
Yeah, it was Angus, I'm pretty sure.
And I appreciate, it was Angus, that's right. I appreciate them saying that because, yeah, there are lots of, who doesn't had an artist where you're like, I loved their first album. And then they got all artsy and you're like, now I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have like a specific sound and then, and then they change it. Weird.
I don't love it.
All right, tune in clue number 7. This song was written and sung by the band's guitarist. And it's about a guy going on a date with somebody he really likes. A first date. And he wants to impress this person, but he doubts himself because he isn't perfect. Now, you probably can't guess the tune based on that clue alone, but maybe this will help jostle a memory. At one point in the music video for the song, the guitarist character, known as Boomer, a shaggy blonde with a mustache, mouths the phrase, "What the F?" which becomes a popular gif in the late 2010s all the way up into today.
I can see it.
I know, right? That little blonde redneck looking dude. He is from this band. Here's tune number 7.
In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date. Cool
Steve.
Blink 182, what's my age again?
No. No, right band, wrong song.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Blink 182, we sing through our noses too.
Nope, right band, wrong song.
We did it first.
Do you like my stupid hair? Would you guess that I didn't know what you wear?
This music video is actually very funny. Maitland.
Blink 182, damn it.
Nope.
Oh, man. Now we have to hear more of it.
I'll just read the first sentence for you one more time, Freebie. Okay, just to see if you can pick up on maybe a clue that's in there.
Oh, we'll see.
No.
Written and sung by the band's guitarist, this song is about a guy going on a first date with somebody he really likes. We're just going to start the beginning of the song, too, for you.
In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date.
Free beer. Blink 182, first date.
I knew you loved them.
I've never felt more pressure in my life. And then I thought, well, just say in my car, because then everyone will know you're being silly and you won't be wrong.
You make me nervous, so I really can't eat. Let's go. Don't wait.
Thanks, Maitland.
For what?
Getting it wrong so the others could have a chance.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I like that. I went through all of you.
I did it on purpose. Totally.
All right, tune and clue number 8. This band's guitarist wrote this song about an ex-girlfriend who was trapped in a really bad marriage. He said he fell in love with the girl right after high school and was devastated when she left him for another man who she ended up marrying. Then she phoned him one night and confided in him about her relationship woes. He felt a range of emotions that came out in the lyrics to this song. She calls me from the cold just when I was low and feeling short of stable. Steve?
Sounds like a horse girl song.
Yeah.
Here is tune number 8.
She calls me from the cold.
Steve.
Steve.
That is Fuel, Shimmer.
Yeah.
Just when I was low, feeling short of stable.
I've heard this a million times, never listened to the words.
And all she keeps inside isn't on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a walk?
Some of the millennials that grew up with all of this angst rock are screaming at the radio. Come on!
Here, this is where it gets good.
And I'm breaking the bend.
Here I love this song.
Now,
expected more of a change when it got to the part where it got good, didn't you?
Yeah, good there.
It sounded the
it's
exact same.
Yeah, it's right here.
Kelly made it seem like it was like the beat was about to drop.
Here
and she was fist pumping.
Here comes. Just a second.
Just wait. Wait till the beat drops here.
Just like 7 more seconds. Here we go. The punching motions you're doing, it's about to be right. Here we go. Ready, Hot Wings?
She dreams champagne dreams.
Even then, we missed it. Can't stop you guys. The music's gonna get out.
Lavender and cream fills up butterflies. Reality escapes her.
Yes, it turns out for me that my lack of knowledge of music began right about the same time we quit playing any on this show.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very relatable.
When we stop doing intros and outros of songs and listening to them.
The only reason I'm getting any is because I used to come in and run the board for the 4 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
And do my prep while the music was playing. This text, Fuel Shimmer. I knew it was that right away because I used the lyrics of this song for a poem that I had to write in high school. I got an A. Teacher was old like you guys.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah. All right. Tune and clue. Second to last tune. Number 9. This was surprisingly the first song with Hell in its title to reach the top 10 of the Hot 100. Now, this is in the early 2000s, so that's a little surprising.
Wow.
They actually say Hell 31 times.
All American Rejects gives you Hell.
Yes.
Maitland with 3, Steve with 3, me with 3.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they don't say Hell in Squirrel Nut Zippers.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9-to-5.
Jenny in Nashville, this game is making me feel like I was heading into work after a big night out 20 years ago. Where you're like, I'm living both lives. I'm an adult, and I like to party.
Hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. Now, where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car? And did it ever get you far?
Kelly, somebody wants you to post this song list somewhere, like at freebeerandhotwings.com or whatever.
I know, I should have done that with last week's, too.
Somebody said I'm totally jamming out to this.
All right.
All right. You got one more?
One more.
Can you make it 5 more?
I could rush. That's pretty much what I did the whole show before we started.
This text, I hate to get from Buffalo. I hate to give Kelly Cheese a compliment, but I'm really loving this playlist.
I really love that for you. All right, tuning clue number 10.
By the way, this is it. I mean, we all have 3.
Yeah.
I mean, I've won 2 weeks in a row, so if you losers want to get me off this winning streak, you better jump in.
Nobody wants to get you off.
No.
This winning streak.
Mm-mm.
Oh. I'd have to go and soil my name that tune like that.
Yeah. I didn't think I was. I was just using it in the traditional sense, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's your final
clue. I don't want any of you to get me off either.
And final clue. I hope this gets all of you off.
Yeah.
Now make sure you're listening for some clues in here, guys, okay?
Okay. That'll make a difference for me.
Some clues in the clue.
I'm going to listen. Okay.
All right, here you go.
It's very unlike you, but I'll listen. Right.
Now this song sounds like it's about a quirky but irresistible love interest, a girl who only sleeps when it's raining. But it has a much more sober meaning. The lead singer actually wrote it about the time he spent caring for his mom when she was sick with cancer. He was only 12, and she was given 6 more months to live. But then she beat it. And now that you know that about this song, about it being about a mom, the opening lines definitely sound like something a mom would say. She says it's cold outside, and she hands me my raincoat. She's always worried about things like that. Here is your tune, final tune, number 10.
Oh.
Free beer.
I've heard of this one.
Steve.
Free beer.
What's
know what you're going to
be.
Said it's cold outside and hands me a raincoat. Yeah. Matchbox 20.
Steve.
3
a.m.
You nailed it.
Celebrate like you're a champion. Suck it, millennials.
She said it's cold outside, and she hands me a raincoat.
Oh, Rob Thomas. Where have you been?
She's always
putting eyeliner on.
Things like that.
This text from Nashville. Matchbox 20. This was my first CD as a kid.
Awesome.
it's all gonna end, and it might as well be my fault. I had established a 401k. I think I had already emptied my 401k to buy an ill-fated house in Knoxville.
I was 13.
Gay!
It's screaming, and she says, baby.
It's 3 a.m., I must be lonely.
Wait, is this about sex with his mom?
And she says, baby. Well, I can't help but be scared by an old sometime. And the rain's gonna wash away, I believe it.
Yesterday, when
that's
we were
gonna be my name that tune thing next week. Songs that make you go, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a great one.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good. That's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
I bet you somebody's already done the work on the internet.
Probably.
You saying that. I was 13, reminded yesterday. I don't know what it was, but the boys asked something on the way back for football, and I ended up going down a deep dive story about something that happened in 1983 or 1984 that was such a big deal to me. And they're like, wow, that's really cool. And like, they're actually interested, all six of them. And then it ends. Everybody goes back to riding in the car. And my wife just goes, I wasn't born yet. Almost always forget about the age difference at
so
this point until it smashed me in the nose. Because it was like a key moment in my, like, I don't know, my dad taking me somewhere or whatever. I wasn't born yet. Okay. Let's listen to the radio.
Yeah. Shall we? Aside from the penis, she could have been the baby on the Nirvana album.
You don't know how she grew up?
I know. It's true.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.